Good morning from a beautiful day in Hermanus in the Western Cape. Welcome to this online service as I'm standing in for Pastor Andries, whose father passed away this week. May the God of all comfort comfort him and his family as we keep them in our prayers. The title of my message this morning, and it's always a privilege to share the Word of God, courage in the face of challenges. Courage in the face of challenges. Courage to stand against evil. We are living in a time and it's very difficult to stand against the evil and to remain strong in our faith and to resist temptation to give in. My word to you this morning comes as an encouragement. N means to add courage to your courage. As believers, we need to be encouraged day by day to stand in the face of challenges, to stand against evil, to remain strong in our faith, and to resist temptation. To walk in discernment is to do the right thing. The Bible speaks about the sons of Issachar in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. And I love the scripture. I always quote it. It's a very dear scripture to my heart. The sons of Issachar understood the times and they knew what to do. In other words, they walked in discernment. I'm going to repeat it again. The sons of Issachar understood the times and they knew what to do. If ever there was a time to walk in godly discernment, it is now. To know and to understand the times and to act according to the truth and the standard of God's word. We will not bow to the dictates of this world and to the governments of this world. We as believers should trust God to give us the ability to stand and to fight off evil and to remain strong and to walk the walk of faith. To know and understand the times and to act according to truth. That is what we need to do. We need to act according to truth and the standard of God's word. Where do I get the courage to stand against all ungodly and demonic opposition? And we are just seeing that escalating all over the world. True courage comes as we stand on God's word and live according to his standards, the standards of God's word. True courage comes to fight off evil, to fight off the ungodly opposition, to stand according to the word of God and to declare this is the truth. And the word says the truth will set free. Isaiah 59 verse 19. When the enemy shall come, the B section of the verse, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. As the enemy comes in like a flood, God's Spirit raises up a standard, and I believe it's the standard of the Word of God, the truth that we need to abide with. I am reminded of a song when I was a little boy. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it would be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This scripture has become so real in the times that we're living in. But before I carry on with the message, let's just first pray. You thought that was the message. Let's first pray. Father God, thank you that you are with us this morning. We trust that you will empower us and equip us for victory as we face every challenge coming our way. May we draw courage and comfort from being in your presence. Our trust and our hope is in you and you alone. We should not put our trust and our hope in what the government says, or what the world is saying, or what the leaders of the world is saying, or the news media. We should not put our hope and our trust in that. Our hope and our trust is in God and God alone. As believers, that is the standard that we live by. That is the godly standard that we live by. We are living in desperate and very challenging times. And I think it is safe to say that discouragement comes to the best of us. Is that true? Comes to the best of us. And one of the most difficult things in life right now is to stay positive and encouraged. To stay positive and encouraged. We get so negative because of all the negativity that goes on in the world. But I hope to encourage you. I hope to add courage to your existing courage. I hope to encourage you and equip you for victory. That's why we are living for Him. To walk in victory. Like many Christians all over the world, we have endured seasons of loss and many challenges have come our way. Major transitions have been happening worldwide since the beginning of COVID. And I have realized how fragile someone becomes and can become. We become so fragile. You become fragile and you actually become also very vulnerable to the things around you. And it feels like life has become a constant battle or a challenge. I know that is the true situation right now in our country and all over the world. I don't have to tell you all the bad things this morning. That's not why I'm here. I want to tell you about the good news. The good news is that God loves you and me, and He wants us to be strong in the power of His might, and as we face our challenges, the power of His resurrection. John 3:16 says, and I'm reading two scriptures, 16 and 17, from the Amplified Version of the Bible, "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that He even gave up His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so that whoever believes in," and it says trusts in, clings to, relies on. We should trust in, cling to, and rely on Him, shall not perish. We shall not perish if that is our standard. We will not come to destruction. We will not be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life. What a celebration when we enter everlasting life, eternity, with God and with Jesus. What, how wonderful will it be? Verse 17, or 3 verse 17, "For God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through Him." Only God can do that. Only God can bring salvation. It is only through Jesus Christ that we can come to the Father. And if our earthly Father knows to do good things, how much more our Heavenly Father? He loves you this morning. If that is the only message that you're hearing, He loves you. In the past year, people have suffered a lot of loss and challenges. And my prayer is that God will use all this to transform us into His divine image. My prayer, Lord, use all this negativity, all the challenges, all those things that we are battling with. Lord, use that to transform us into Your divine image. It's all about becoming more like Jesus. That is what the world needs. People becoming more like Jesus, reflecting Jesus to them. And our mandate is to go out and be Jesus to a lost world. But we are sitting in discouragement and hopelessness and despair. We as believers, while we have God on our side, while we have the Word of God as truth, while we stand in faith, God said to Peter, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. He says, but I pray for you that your faith may not fail. God is interceding on our behalf. He's praying for us. He's wanting us to walk the walk of faith. Becoming more like Jesus. Is that something that we are really striving to do or to be? In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, very, very well-known scripture, often quoted, God says the following through the prophet Jeremiah. He says, I know the plans I have for you. And this translation says, and I think it's the King James Version, announces the Lord. God is making or is announcing something this morning. I want you to enjoy success, says the Word. I do not plan to harm you. I will give you hope for the years to come. We all need hope for the years to come. Be encouraged this morning that God says, I will give you hope. If your trust is in me, if your hope is in me, you will find what my Word says you will find. Verse 12, then you will call out to me. How many of us we've just been calling out to God? Then you will call out to me. You will come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. What a wonderful God we serve. He listens to us when we pray. He listens and He knows every single prayer that you have prayed and are praying. For your children, for your grandchildren, for yourself, for your situation, your circumstances. Verse 13, when you look for me with all your heart, you will find me. God rewards a diligent seeker, not a casual inquirer. It's what we often say. Seeking Jesus with your whole heart, He says, you will find me. And my message to you is, take courage this morning. God has got great thoughts and plans for your life in the midst of all the challenges that we're facing. God still has wonderful things in mind. Stop being intimidated by the lie of the enemy. The more you know Him, Jesus, the more you become like Him. The more you know Him, the more you become like Him. We need to press on to know the Lord. And that comes as a challenge. Press on to know the Lord. Stay in the Word. Stay in faith. Stay in prayer. Stay in fellowship. isolate yourself. The more you know him, the more you become like him, becoming like Jesus. We need to press on to know the Lord. The prophet Hosea has the following message for you and me. He says in Hosea chapter 6 verse 3, let's recognize him as the Lord. That's what the prophet says. I think that's a King James version. Let's recognize him as the Lord. Let's keep trying to really know him. Let's keep on to really know him. You can be sure the sun will rise. You can be sure that is surety. Be just as sure the Lord will appear. He will come to renew us like the winter rains. He will be like the spring rains that water the earth. And go and look in Scripture, Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. It speaks of the former rain and the latter rain. The former rain to prepare the ground for the seed. And there was an expectation, because the only way that they could water the crop was through the rain. And all the farmers were waiting with eager expectancy for that rain. But that's the former rain. But it also speaks of the latter rain. The rain that prepares the harvest, and that comes in springtime. The former rain is in autumn, and the latter rain is in springtime. And I believe that God is busy through his Spirit preparing the world for the greatest harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God. Do you believe that this morning? Amen. We believe that. We should also know that when we pursue the knowledge of the Lord, he blesses it. When we pursue the knowledge, when we pursue truth, there's always a blessing. When we endeavor to know the Lord, especially through the Word, he reveals himself to us. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. His blessings, his reward comes in the form of blessings of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. When we anticipate and wait for God with this kind of earnest expectation, as the farmers waited, that earnest expectation, there's an expectation for the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit across the earth. He answers and he will come to us. We need to press on to know the Lord, for he is our refuge and strength. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, go and read it, an ever-present help in times of need. What a wonderful scripture and a promise. God says, I will be your refuge and your strength. I will be an ever-present God in your life. The encouragement that comes from the scripture, God is present amongst his people. God is present. This morning he's present with you in your circumstances. You're not alone. You say, but you don't know my circumstances. I don't have to know, but God knows. No one will encourage you. He knows. He understands. And he will provide. He hears every prayer. He hears every supplication. God himself is a place of refuge. As the cities of refuge protected the fugitives in Israel, so God says, I will protect you against the enemy. He is our refuge, a place of safety in the midst of danger. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and find safety. There's safety when you call upon the name of the Lord. Because God is our refuge. God is our strength and ever-present help in times of need, in the midst of danger and those things that the enemy is wanting us to experience. We are living in a time where the promises of God will be tested in your life. Hear this morning. We are living presently in the time when the promises of God will be tested in your life. Do you know what the promises are? They will be tested. God says, I will never leave or forsake you. And he means that. Whenever you are heavy burdened and laden, I will give you rest. That is what we need. The promises of God will be tested. God's promises will be tested to the extreme. And that is what we are experiencing. We will not live according to the dictates of governments and this world, but we will live according to the truth of the Word of God. Take heart this morning, for God is at work in every trying circumstance. You say, my circumstance? God is at work there. He works in our circumstances for our good, no matter how it is packaged, what causes. The COVID comes in a different kind of package that we expected. But God is still at work in people's lives. He is still working for the outpouring of His Spirit amongst all flesh. Who we are in the world is not a position of honor or power. Whoever, whatever position you hold, or whoever you are, it's not a position of honor or power, but rather a place of service. Find yourself in your daily life and look for a place of service, reaching out to others in need with the love of Christ Jesus, being Christ to them. We used to say, preach the gospel. If necessary, use words. Let your life speak. Let your life song sing. Why settle for ordinary living if you can make a difference in somebody else's life? But we are so bogged down with our own discouragement and hopelessness and despair. God says, no, rise up, man and woman of God. Rise up with courage. Rise up and stand according to the Word of God and the standard of the Word of God. Because God says, I will wipe away your opposition in the circumstance that you're in. You have the opportunity to change the ordinary of every day and make it extraordinary. My opinion is we don't need more sermons. We just need to connect with reality and make a difference in the lives of other people. In a very short period of time, things have changed dramatically. When you've come to my age, you tend to rethink many things. Life is one of those things. I've been thinking a lot about life, about wasted opportunities, about things, times when I did not really rely, cling to, or trusted in God, walking my own way and doing my own things. And I come to realize the older I get, life is so important, and we need to consider life. You need to consider your situation. You need to consider where you are standing in terms of your relationship with the Lord. No matter what you may be going through right now, God can turn things around. And that is the truth. He said he will do it, and he will do it. It's not over until God says it's over. Sometimes God allows our worlds to be shaken. But by focusing on God and claiming his promises and standing upon those promises, we can stand with confidence and perseverance in the midst of trouble. That is my word to you this morning. Be encouraged. Stand in faith. Let us build each other up. Let us love one another. Because God says in his word, there is a commanded blessing when brothers and sisters live together and encourage each other. And I want you just to remain seated as I just close this sermon with a prayer. Father, during these difficult times, I pray for each one to be empowered to hope again. Yes, Lord, that is our desire, to hope again and to receive faith from your throne room. Fill our hearts this morning with faith. You have given each of us divine ability to conquer our enemies because you are on our side. This morning, Lord, I rebuke fear. Fear of loss, fear of failure, and fears that will attempt to make us feel helpless and abandoned by you. This morning, your word came very, very clear, loud and clear. You will not abandon us. You will not give us over to the dictates of this world or to the enemy. I take authority over all doubt and unbelief in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for those with sickness, and I ask that you touch their bodies and heal them. All kinds of infirmity. Lord, you still are the miracle working God. You can do an instant miracle. May we find ourselves, because of the truth of the Word of God and because of the fact that we are trusting and walking according to the standards of the world, may we find ourselves on miracle ground every day. Not for our sakes, but for the sakes of those whom you are sending us to. Lord, I pray for financial blessing to come to all those who are in need. And yes, the world is in need. Even here this morning, people that are in need. He says, I am Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I will provide. Father, I pray that you overshadow your children with your presence. Keep us. Keep us, Lord, in your presence. Fill us with your desires for our future and destiny. Lord, not my desire, and Lord, not my desire for my future and for my destiny, but your desire. Lord, what is on your heart? The plans that you have for my life. What are those plans, Lord? And let and allow me to walk according to those plans and desires. This, Lord, I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as I speak out your blessing, Lord, may you fill our hearts with peace. And the blessing of God will be upon us. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as I hand over to the worship team.
Amen. Let's just stand and just respond to that. We sing hallelujah. 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 lots of hallelujahs.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Oh, He reigns in our lives. Sing holy. Come before you, Lord, and we just take that word. We pray that it will resonate in our hearts, that we will go out of this place, Lord, and just apply these concepts, Lord. Just apply your wisdom in our lives, your truth, Lord. We thank you for your truth that was revealed in our hearts, in our lives. Father, change us. As Pastor Eddie prayed, Lord, may we become more like you. May we become more like you every single moment of every single day. We praise your name. We bless you. The church says, amen. Awesome. Everyone, enjoy your coffee. Outside, please enjoy some fellowship. You don't have to go yet. And I'm sure if you want some prayer, you can come to the front. We will pray with you.